This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a huge hurricane continues to barrel towards his state, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says,
I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
But Cooper continues to urge residents in the path of massive Hurricane Florence, with its current winds of over 130 miles an hour, to get out of the way while they can. The storm expected to make landfall in North Carolina sometime early Friday.
And those further inland need to hunker down, get their family emergency kit together, and be ready. The best defense is preparation and common sense.
Pope Francis calling for a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse. Today, summoning bishops from around the world to the Vatican this coming February to discuss the issue. The summit believed to be the first of its kind held by the church. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kalmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. Federal regulators turning down Wells Fargo's plan to repay its customers that it forced to buy unnecessary auto insurance. The feds are telling the bank that it needs to do more to find and repay everyone overcharged, and that could be over 600,000 drivers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major wildfire still burning unchecked in Northern California. The Delta Fire has burned over 53,000 acres north of Redding. It's only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather. Parts of Northern California now under a red flag warning till Thursday, meaning high winds, which could spread flames quickly. Well, a job-shamed former actor who appeared on The Cosby Show as Elvin, the Huxtables' likable son-in-law, well, he's back in the acting biz.
This is kind of surreal.
Photographed bagging groceries at a Trader Joe's food store in New Jersey last week, 57-year-old Jeffrey Owens says he had to take the job to stay afloat financially after reruns of The Cosby Show had been pulled off the air because of Bill Cosby's sexual assault case.
I took a regular job so I could support myself and my family, and it all went crazy. I never in a million years would imagine that I would be in this position.
That was Owens speaking on CNN. Well, now he's returning to acting as he's just accepted a guest starring role on the fifth season of CBS's NCIS New Orleans, and that's after he recently took a recurring role on Tyler Perry's show The Have and the Have-Nots on the Oprah Network. This is a good time to remind you we're not just on the radio, but we're also online. You can find us anytime there at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, right here at the intersection of faith and politics. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Pastor Robert Jeffers joins us now. We're going to talk about his brand new book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. Pastor Jeffers is senior pastor of the 13,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, a Fox News contributor. You see him on TV with regularity. A member of the executive committee of the White House Faith Initiative. Dr. Jeffers, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Great. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, before we get into the book very quickly, I do want to bring into focus real quick your work with the White House Faith Initiative. Give us an update on that, because this is so significant in terms of President Donald Trump. What is motivating him? And, you know, his worldview on the government.
Well, the Faith Initiative actually is in transition right now. There was an Evangelical Advisory Council during the campaign. Of course, that ended with the election. But since that time, the president has reached out to faith leaders and especially evangelical leaders. A couple of weeks ago, he had a group of us at the White House, and we had a great time together. But, you know, I say often, Bill, you know, people may not agree with this president on everything. They may not like the tweets, but right. The fact is he is the most pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-conservative judiciary president we've had in history. And I think that's why, in spite of all the noise, 77% of evangelicals continue to support him and his agenda. It's his agenda and policies that I think are causing evangelicals to continue to stand behind.
Well, you know him fairly well, having been around him so often here recently. My read is that he understands that what we're dealing with in America is truly a spiritual issue. We can't talk about that. We can't tweet about it because of the environment in which we live in. I mean, we can, amongst people of faith, and you even mentioned in your book how you had an opportunity to be on the Bill Maher show, so you were able to expose the gospel to an audience that heretofore would be resistant to it. But this is what we love about the truth, and that we can go forward with boldness and share the truth. But I just sense that this president understands that it is a spiritual battle that we're dealing with, not the Democrats or Barack Obama.
Well, I think one thing, and I say this all the time about the president, you know, he may not be exactly like us, but at least he likes us. Evangelicals and doesn't hate us like the last president. And I think the president has an understanding, because we've talked about this many times over the last 3 years. He has a sense that Christianity has been marginalized in our country. You know, people, you know, ridicule him for making a big deal out of saying Merry Christmas. But, you know, the fact is, it is true that Merry Christmas was kind of out of vogue to be saying and politically incorrect until he made it a big deal. But for for him, Merry Christmas, I think, is code for a deeper issue, and that's the marginalization of Christianity that he does not think is a good thing for the country.
Well, and I think he also is a man of history. He understands. You go back to the roots of this history and look at all the major changes that have occurred in our American history, Pastor. Evangelicals have led the way. And since we've been kicked, you know, off the bus, we're not even in the back of the bus, we're off the bus, you know, go, okay, well, how do you like your country now? And, you know, since the removal of the Ten Commandments, look at what's happening with our educational system. Is there any coincidence that you take out the Ten Commandments and you've got our education system in chaos?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the fact is, for the last 70 years, the courts have waged a war on Christianity. And, you know, what I always ask these pinhead lawyers from the ACLU that I debate on Fox, I say, now tell me, why is it that for the first 150 years, you know, Bible reading, prayer in schools, nativity scenes, and public displays of faith were not only allowed, but they were encouraged. But suddenly, 70 years ago, they were outlawed as unconstitutional. Did the Constitution suddenly change and nobody tell us about it? Of course not. What has happened is we've allowed liberals, atheists, infidels to pervert the First Amendment into something that our founders never intended. And you know, it's interesting, Bill. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewed by Rachel Martin from NPR, and I asked her the same question. What changed in the last 150 years? Did the Constitution change? She said, no, the country changed.
Yeah. Clearly.
And that's, in her estimation, that is the reason that you allow for the Constitution to be organic, living, and therefore changeable. And that's what this confirmation of Kavanaugh is all about. I mean, he's a constructionist who believes in the original intent ought to be the guiding force.
Well, like, you know, Justice Scalia said, the Constitution says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. I think it's, you know, it's like the word of God. You know, we can, you know, we can mince words and do all that, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he says, he did say. I think it's quite arrogant on the people's behalf to take the blessings of God all these years. And you can go down in history of this country, even from its early beginnings, that we would take on the number one military force in the planet. With a bunch of pitchforks and farmers, and if it wasn't by the hand of God, reaffirmed by, yes, President, then it was General Washington, you know, if it wasn't by the hand of God in each step of the way, historically, how we made it through, but now somehow in our arrogance we say, okay, God, we'll take it from here. We don't need you anymore. That's pretty scary.
I know. And look, let's lay the blame where it belongs right now. And it's the feet of Christians who have compartmentalized their faith. They have isolated themselves from the culture. And that's really part of my theme in choosing the extraordinary life. I look at the life of Elijah. You know, Elijah didn't just talk to the committed Israelites. He was willing to stand before an evil king, King Ahab, and say, thus saith the Lord. And if we're going to be salt and light in this world, we have to get out of the salt shaker and penetrate the meat. As a light, we have to get out of the desk drawer where we've hidden our light and actually confront the darkness. If you're going to dispel the darkness, you have to confront it too.
Amen.
And one key to this extraordinary life I talk about in choosing the extraordinary life is determining to influence your culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, this is what Jesus told us to do.
Yes.
And consistent with God's character, he isn't asking us anything to do that he hasn't already prepared a way for us. After all, he's the one that knows the end from the beginning, does he not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there it is. And Elijah, and I thought it was interesting that you chose Elijah because the time of Israel, some would say very similar to where we are in America today.
Absolutely. People ask, you know, why did you choose Elijah as an example of an extraordinary life? Well, first of all, he was an ordinary person, the Bible says. James says he had like passions. I mean, you look at Elijah, he got discouraged, he disobeyed God, he doubted God, and yet God took this ordinary person and used him in an extraordinary way. And these are seven secrets for success and significance, the subtitle of the book. I didn't pull out of my head. These come out of God's word and Elijah's example. And, you know, Bill, I've run into so many people. I mean, they're kind of like the Chicago sewer worker who gave his purpose for living. He said, I dig the ditch to earn the money, to buy the bread, to get the strength to dig the ditch. And that's just kind of the routine many Christians are in. They get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, watch TV, go to bed, and repeat the cycle all over again.
Exactly.
God wants more for us than that. And in choosing the extraordinary life, I talk about the secret to significance is connecting your specific purpose in life with God's eternal purpose.
Well, we're going to get deeper into it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from Dr. Robert Jeffers and his brand new book right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Break every chain, break every chain.
if we really believed that there was power in the name of Jesus, the world changers that we would be, I'll tell you, it causes me to have a Selah moment, you know, as the Bible tells you that, you know, those times that you hit those meditative moments that you need to ponder, that is something seriously that we need to consider. Like, we need to consider the words and wisdom that Dr. Robert Jeffers is sharing with us in Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. Pastor, I was, I had to smile a bit that you honored your brand new triplet grandchildren in the dedication of your book. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I mean, they came along as I was writing the book, and they're really perfect illustrations of one of the principles for a successful and significant life, and that is learning to unlock the power of prayer. You know, when you look at Elijah's life, you know, his life was undergirded by prayer. When James says the effective prayer of a righteous person accomplishes much, and the next verse he uses Elijah as the example. I mean, think about it. In a 64-word prayer, he brought the fire of God down from heaven. He raised a widow's son from the dead. And I say in the book, if you want to see God do big things, pray for God to do big things in your life. And I use my grandchildren as an example. My wife, my daughter and her husband went through 3 miscarriages, and they decided to pray for triplets, one life to replace each life that was lost.
Wow.
We don't have any history of triplets in our family at all. And in December, my daughter gave birth to triplets, and they've been featured on the TLC, a reality show, Rattled. The season finale was last night, and they used that experience to glorify God. And I just think a lot of times God is waiting for us to show the faith to ask big things so that he can do big things.
Yeah, that's your fifth secret. Number one, discover your unique purpose, who I am, why I'm here now. Still the number one question that abounds in America. People want to know, why am I here?
Yeah, and you know, Christians, I mean, they have a general sense. They know their general purpose is to glorify God. But God has a unique story he wants to tell in your life to tell his story. And I actually use that word, Bill, story, as an acrostic, S-T-O-R-Y, for 5 ways to discover your unique purpose in life. And just like the O in story stands for obey your passions. You know, one way God reveals his unique plan for your life is the desires he puts in your heart. For you, I mean, I know you're interested in broadcasting, you're interested in politics. Those aren't antithetical to God's will. God places his desires into your heart. That's why Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I tell people, God's purpose for your life is the intersection of your desires, your gifts, and his eternal purpose.
And don't disqualify yourself. You know, some people think, well, you know, there's nothing special about me. Well, there is. You were made in the image of God with a specific purpose. You know, that's the lie from the pit of hell that there's nothing special. As someone once said, I have not met a mere mortal. In your book, you share a common thread of faith that began with some that might describe as an ordinary and nervous carpet salesman from Boston. Tell us that story.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I ask your listeners, how many of you know who Edward Kimball was? Most would not know who he was.
Right.
He was a Boston carpet salesman in the 19th century in Boston. He taught a Sunday school class on Sundays. He was concerned about one of the boys in his class who didn't know Christ. So at the noon hour, he went by to see the boy at his store where he worked, a shoe store, led him to faith in Christ. People say, well, what's the big deal about that? That's nice, but why is that so special? The boy he led to Christ was named Dwight Lyman Moody.
D.L. Moody.
Who
yeah.
became the greatest evangelist of the 19th century. And then I traced the story of D.L. Moody, the line, all the way to another young man he affected eventually named Billy Graham, who was the greatest evangelist of our century and lifetime. And then I traced the story of Billy Graham down to me. I mean, the reason I am not only a Christian, but pastor of First Baptist Dallas is because of Billy Graham. My mom was saved in 1954 at the Cotton Bowl, and the next Sunday, Billy Graham preached at my church that I now pastor. He joined the church that day, and my mom said, well, if it's good enough for Billy Graham, it's good enough for me. She joined the church, and in many ways, my life, my heritage, my ministry all started with that Boston carpet salesman named Edward Kemple.
That's an amazing story, but this is what happens. And so in your particular case, you were blessed with this revelation to pull that thread, and how many men of faith, and because of a nervous carpet salesman who was hesitant. He didn't see himself as an evangelist. He was quite nervous, but he felt compelled by God to obey God and to go and talk to D.L. Moody, this young man who fell asleep constantly during his Sunday school classes and that. So, you know, quite phenomenal. But you just never know, that aptly spoken word that's put out there, what lives are changing, ordinary lives that become extraordinary. And you may not even know the end story yourself. Maybe it might have to wait until you get to heaven to realize, oh my goodness, I remember what I did, or what the person did for you. The stories abound, but this is God's love and mercy that abounds to his creation. This is why he says, and Jesus reinforced, that the two most significant commandments was that we would love God and love one another, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, you talk about lies from the pit of hell. One of those lies is also the idea that unless you're a pastor or a missionary, you really are kind of a second-class citizen in God's kingdom. The fact is, most of the significant people that the Scripture emphasizes were not paid professionals. Even the Apostle Paul, I mean, think about it. Most of his ministry was spent as a tent maker. I mean, his ministry is what he did in his off hours. And that's why God has an extraordinary plan for everyone. And the number one question I get as a pastor, Bill, is, you know, what is God's specific purpose for my life? And I think Choosing the Extraordinary Life is not only a great book for Christians, but also those who are listening who may have a young adult at home, or a millennial who's trying to find his way and find his or her unique purpose. I think this book will be a great encouragement to them.
Well, number two of the success secrets, seven secrets of significance, not success, but significance, is you have to determine to influence your culture. You have to live on purpose. What is the purpose that you're living on?
Well, that's exactly right. And one thing that concerns me about the Christian world today, we've developed this silo spirituality. The idea, well, we can talk to one another and get in our holy huddle, but we don't have any right to try to speak to the government or to the culture and impose our faith on others. Look, again, Jesus said, we're not to identify with the culture. We're not to isolate ourselves from the culture. We're to influence the culture. And that's one secret of an extraordinary life, is determining to influence your culture for God. And your culture, by the way, may not be Washington, D.C. or Hollywood. It's your home. It's your neighborhood. It's the school. It's the business where God planted you.
Exactly. Number three, wait on God's timing. No microwave Christians in Christianity. I like that term.
That's right. And, you know, Elijah, I mean, he made a big splash on the scene with King Ahab, and then God hid him for 3.5 years by the brook Cherith, and then living with a widow for a couple of years. Elijah thought God had forgotten about him. No, he was teaching him some invaluable lessons. And I say in that chapter, waiting time doesn't have to be wasted time.
Exactly.
Learn the lessons God is trying to teach you.
Well, just to recount the other, or at least go down the rest of this, the significant steps you need to be aware of, is burn the ships, no retreat, all in, unleash the power of prayer. We mentioned that. Learn how to handle bad days. They're going to come, you know, the good days and the bad days. And you live with the end in view. That should be our target focus. His book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life, got seven secrets for success and significance. This will bless you and encourage you greatly. I am confident. I'll guarantee you of that. Pastor Jeffers, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a huge hurricane continues to barrel towards his state, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says,
I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
But Cooper continues to urge residents in the path of massive Hurricane Florence, with its current winds of over 130 miles an hour, to get out of the way while they can. The storm expected to make landfall in North Carolina sometime early Friday.
And those further inland need to hunker down, get their family emergency kit together, and be ready. The best defense is preparation and common sense.
Pope Francis calling for a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse. Today, summoning bishops from around the world to the Vatican this coming February to discuss the issue. The summit believed to be the first of its kind held by the church. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
I tell you, you have to stay listening. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Again, we're so grateful for Pastor Robert Jeffers. A lot of great stories. I love the way he writes. And Greg Laurie had this to say about his book. I highly recommend this insightful and practical book for everyone who truly desires an extraordinary life. This may well be Jeffers' best book yet. And yeah, it's coming from Greg Laurie. Great accolades, across the country and people of faith and pastors alike that love what was revealed to Pastor Jeffers and how he communicates this. One of the stories that I wanted to get to that we didn't have time was because, here it is, the day after 9/11 was the man in the red bandana. Did you hear that? The way that was related. What a great story about this young man whose father gave him two handkerchiefs. He said one for show, which was a white handkerchief that he put in his chest, and one for blow, which was a red bandana they had in his back pocket. And this was part of his signature, even in business. And he happened to be in, I believe it was the South Tower. I may be confusing this a bit, but this was a story that was written about him by Peggy Noonan a couple of years ago for the anniversary of 2015 and 9/11. And anyway, this gentleman you know, went down and, you know, after the building was hit, he went down and, you know, got down to about, I think, the 87th, somewhere 78th floor. And there were a bunch of people huddled up. They didn't know what to do. They need leadership. And he steps up and he tells them, okay, look it, come on down. And he walks a group of people down, goes back up and, walks more people down, did this, many times. Of course, when everything was said and done, they couldn't find him, but then they did find him. He was dead with the other first responders, and he was there, and they recognized him because of the red bandana. Again, just one of the many stories that you'll enjoy from Pastor Robert Jeffers. With Hurricane Florence barreling in on the East Coast and the Carolinas, it is really vitally important for emergency preparedness for people, especially with kidney disease. And here to talk more about it is Mandy Hale, Vice President of Nursing at DaVita Kidney Care. Mandy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is critical right now. I mean, this is the key to any kind of emergency like this. It's about preparedness. And, you know, when I first read that you were coming on, I will share with you that my father was on dialysis for almost 14 years before his passing. And a lot of it had to do because my mother watched him like a hawk. I very much understand the whole process three times a week of going through dialysis and what I saw my father go through. But I was grateful for my mother and how she was taking care of him. But for people that deal with dialysis on a weekly basis like this, you think, okay, everything's going to be the same, except when you have an interruption brought on by a hurricane like Hurricane Florence. What do you do?
Absolutely. Being prepared in a situation like Hurricane Florence is absolutely key. And emergency preparedness and response plans are something that dialysis facilities have in place well in advance and practice and continually evaluate and change as necessary. But at this time, patients should really be partnering with their care teams at dialysis facilities and, as you've mentioned, their loved ones that care for them to be sure that they are ready to continue to care for themselves in the wake of the storm.
Give people an understanding for those that do not have experience in dealing with dialysis. How many hours per day and days per week do those on dialysis require this life-sustaining treatment?
Sure. Most patients that require dialysis will have dialysis treatments completed at outpatient dialysis units, and they will typically have this done 3 days a week for 4 hours each time.
So how can kidney dialysis patients receive continued care during an evacuation? Because already the word has gone out. Some of the cities and areas have been evacuated right now because of Hurricane Florence.
Absolutely. Well, patients can partner with their care teams locally and also through kind of national numbers such as our DaVita 800 number, our Best Services number, to find dialysis facilities that are near to where they're staying during this time of being temporarily relocated. Mm-hmm. So with thousands of dialysis facilities across the country, we are able to accommodate patients wherever they relocate to. And in advance, as we know where patients will be traveling to, we can provide them with important things like their dialysis prescription, medication list, et cetera.
With Hurricane Florence threatening the eastern seaboard, DaVita Kidney Care has activated its emergency response plan in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia in preparation for the storm's impact. Each coastal state from Florida to Maine is monitoring the progress of this hurricane as there are greater amounts of uncertainty noted in the long-term forecast. And Mandy Hale is with us. She is a registered nurse and is vice president of nursing and leads nursing strategy at DaVita Kidney Care. Mandy, tell us about DaVita Kidney Care.
Well, DaVita is a kidney care company, and we are nationally operated. We have over 2,500 dialysis facilities across the United States where we care for about 201,000 patients. In addition to providing hemodialysis in our outpatient centers, we also provide home dialysis for patients who provide their treatments at home. And then we also partner with hospitals to provide inpatient or in-hospital dialysis care for patients who need that.
Well, as we've been noting, it is about preparation, and all it takes is something like a hurricane to really put us on guard, and we're grateful, and I know your patients, Mandy, are very grateful that DaVita Kidney Care is there. So where can the people go for more information and how best to prepare?
Well, there's two places. First of all, for more information, such as what to put in an emergency evacuation kit, patients and family members can visit www.davita.com. And for patients who need immediate assistance who are displaced or need a location to dialyze at due to the hurricane, they can contact 1-800-400-8331.
Well, Mandy, we have to let you go, and I appreciate your time and the information. Mandy Hale, the Vice President of Nursing at DaVita Kidney Care. Have a great day and be safe out there.
Thank you.
Well, as Mandy was noting, the emergency preparedness for people with kidney disease, you want to make sure that kidney patients on dialysis should add several items to that emergency kit that will help meet their needs if an emergency happens. That kit should include the following: emergency phone numbers for doctors, dialysis centers, as well as another nearby dialysis center, at least 3 days' worth of any medicines needed, as well as a list of medicines and dosage amounts for patients with diabetes, a week's worth of supplies, syringes, insulin, alcohol wipes, glucose monitoring strips, at least 3 days' worth of emergency food. You want to place these items in a container or bag that can be carried easily if evacuated or moved from home. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Coming to theater September 14, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you could run a 4-7 mile again? I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
In the days after the attack, tens of thousands of firefighters, police officers, and recovery workers traveled to New York and Arlington to crawl through the rubble and search for survivors. There were prayer vigils, memorials, and charity drives all across our nation. Here in Shanksville, many of you raised up the first memorial, a wooden cross, a chain-linked fence, mementos and tributes pouring in, and dozens of American flags. A piece of America's heart is buried on these grounds, but in its place has grown a new resolve to live our lives with the same grace and courage as the heroes of Flight 93. This field is now a monument to American defiance. This memorial is now a message to the world. America will never, ever submit to tyranny.
Bill Martinez, live.
A hallowed day it was, 9/11, 17 years after, and Andrea Kay is with us, who has her finger on the pulse of what's being discussed around the water cooler, a national radio TV personality. Hey, Kay, how we doing?
Good. I'm glad to hear, especially pleased to hear that you're still paying tribute and still honoring and still remembering the most important day in American history, in modern American history, I would say.
Right.
Because it's been a concern to myself and to others that it's become just about a catchy hashtag, never forget, and then people just go right back to their lives. And they're not remembering really what that day was all about. And if we don't really remember what that day was all about, then those brave, incredible heroes in Shanksville, the ones who ran into buildings that collapsed, all those that died that day will have died in vain.
Exactly. And those Americans who were on that fateful plane and knew that it was hijacked, they had no idea exactly where they were going. In retrospect, Flight 93 could have easily been targeted, the Capitol, the White House possibly. It was heading east, and that's where it was going. We already had two planes attack the World Trade Centers, both buildings, and they knew, and it took some extraordinary courage for the men, and I would say women, on that plane that said, you know, as Todd Beamer said, let's roll. And they broke through that cockpit and caused that plane to go down in Shanksville. And that should forever be a memory of why it is important for us to get our immigration squared away, to build the wall, to protect America. Because if we thought that we are impervious because of the waters and things that surrounded us, we found out on that day that changed our modern lives, as you say, AK, very appropriately, changed it forever. We found out that we are not as protected as we thought we were. You know, systems have failed us, our immigration system, and it's amazing today in light of that to think that you have so many people that want the walls taken down. There are no walls whatsoever. They want ICE to be disbanded. Like, that's the answer, you know, after, and it was only 17 years ago that this occurred.
Yeah, you know, everything you said was absolutely right on. Let's go back to talking about the courage of those people on that plane, because you know what, Bill? Did they know for sure where that plane was going?
No.
They really didn't.
No.
They connected dots. I might have been one of the people on the plane going, wait a second now, do we really know that this plane's going to go take down somebody? Do we really have to sacrifice our lives here? How do we know? Maybe we should just ride this out. You
right.
know, but they didn't. They said, you know what, we believe that this plane is going to take other lives and going to take down another major structure in this country, and we're going to sacrifice our lives or risk our lives, and they did so. We need to have the same courage as a country and as a people to do the same thing, and we to stand up. And sacrifice something for it. And you know what? We have it. Those of us who understand what we're fighting against need to have the same courage as the people on that plane. Instead, what has happened in the 17 years, the left has pushed back. And the left has relied on, Americans are more fearful now of being called a racist or being called Islamophobic or being called xenophobic or being called nationalistic than we are of these terrorists.
Exactly.
And the left is taking advantage of that. And to where we have Americans that are saying that President Trump is the greater threat to this country than Islamic terrorists. That's the progress the left has made in using the weapon of political correctness against us.
And the mainstream media and their other outlets. It is disgusting because, as you say, we had 19 terrorists that day take advantage of a broken immigration system. And there's being revelation put out there now that John Brennan's fingerprints are on the visas of those 19 terrorists. What does that tell you?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the same John Brenner who went in the summer of 2016 or 2015, actually went to the annual conference of ISNA, and the Islamic Society of North America, an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, as the head of the CIA, Bill, and said to them, I'm not here to investigate or to look around as an investigative person as the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm here as your friend. That should send a chill up the spine of every American. That is who we've had within our government. We had a president of the United States for 8 years who had the Muslim Brotherhood sit on the front row of a speech he gave in Cairo, and he welcomed them into the White House without going through proper security clearances. We have been infiltrated from within. People like Michelle Bachmann tried to speak up against it, and who pushed back against her? John McCain. John
right.
McCain, who was a part of propping up and helping install the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and helping to prop them up and helping to use taxpayers' dollars for it. I can't even wrap my head around it. And you know what? What's happened since 9/11? Because we've been infiltrated by people, terrorists in our country, within our borders, looking to take us within. The Muslim Brotherhood has stated their goal is to replace the Constitution with the Koran, and that's who's been given
with Sharia law.
Exactly. With Sharia law.
Right.
And since then, all those people within our government, from John McCain and even George W. Bush and others are the reason why we still didn't learn the lessons of 9/11, and that's how we ended up having a woman come here on a fiancé visa who then murdered people in San Bernardino.
Exactly. Well, AK, it's no wonder that they are elated at the discombobulation of our political system right now and this, you know, Russian collusion, all this craziness going on. I can only hope the president, with post-haste, releases the information that we all have been looking for, that the congressman has been asking for, the declassification of the Russian investigation materials that supported the FISA order on at least three occasions. And now what we're finding out, based on the latest reveal of text between Stroke and Lisa Page, is that there was a strategy, a media leak strategy. Now, they're trying to say it was something else altogether, but even, you know, anybody with any kind of common sense says, no, this was collusive. I mean, this is, you know, and conspiratorial. This isn't something innocent like they were coming up with some kind of plan. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody was continuing to try to tell us that there was no improper, you know, bias going on in the investigation. The IG himself laid out in the 500 pages all the evidence of the coordination first a case to cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton, to not do a proper investigation there, to let her go free. Then, on top of that, to launch an illegal operation to spy on the opposition party candidate campaign and then set up an insurance policy with which, if he were to get elected, to unseat him. After 500 pages of laying all that out, the IG goes, oh, you know, I don't really see how it affected, the bias affected the investigation. Come on now. We're right. Not stupid here. There didn't need to be a text message that says, hi, my name is Peter, a manifesto. We
right.
need a manifesto to declare, my declaration is, I'm going to, you know, launch a coup against President Trump. But the evidence is all there. Bill, there are people on death row with less compelling circumstantial evidence than what we have here of the deep state illegally spying on President Trump for political reasons. The entire, and I will tell you something else that frustrates me. We have the names of a lot of people involved here, from Strzok and McCabe and Page and Comey and Rosenstein and others. But one thing that frustrates me is how we're being made to feel is that we have to equivocate. We have to go, oh, well, it's not the rank and file.
Right.
We don't know how deep this goes.
That's impossible.
In these investigations.
You know, in any kind of organization, AK, if that's the drumbeat up top, the people downstairs, see, this is why some of them are coming out, because they've had to, you know, keep their heads down, not go against the flow of upper management in order to maintain their jobs. And so, you know, this goes deeper, and they're waiting for that opportunity. I think there's at least two dozen that I'm aware of that have been asking for their opportunity to talk and to be able to do so without reprisal. We'll see.
We'll see. Trump needs to declassify the documents so that we can all see what really happened.
Well, this last deal on the media leak strategy, quite interesting, that they would leak this information to the media. The media would report on it, and then they would use that as evidence to the FISA court that, you see, this is added substantiation to why the FISA investigation and the look-see into Carter Page needed to be approved by the FISA court. To be continued, Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it.
Always good to be with you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David.